What happens when you survive a plane crash, a cobra attack, and malaria in the same year? For most of us, it would be trauma. For Charles Vogel, it became a revelation about what we're all desperately missing. Standing at Yale University years later, he watched something remarkable unfold. Students who'd been drifting through life suddenly came alive when they found genuine community. The transformation wasn't about better grades or career prospects. It was about finally feeling like they belonged somewhere. In an age where we're more connected than ever, yet lonelier than at any point in recorded history, this matters more than we realize. 1 in 5 Americans now reports feeling profoundly lonely, a condition as deadly as smoking 15 cigarettes daily. We've replaced town squares with Twitter feeds, neighborhood gatherings with Netflix binges, and deep friendships with shallow follower counts. Yet paradoxically, we're hungrier for real connection than ever before. Something fundamental shifted in a single generation, and most of us barely noticed. The number of Americans reporting they have no close confidant has tripled. Our social networks have shrunk by 1/3. Religious participation has plummeted, with 1/5 of Americans now religiously unaffiliated, the highest percentage ever recorded. But it's not just churches emptying out. Nearly 2/3 of Americans attended club meetings in the 1970s. By the late 1990s, almost 2/3 had never attended one. We invested 1/3 less time in organizational life between 1965 and 1995. Even picnics per capita decreased by 60% in just 2 decades. Think about that. We're literally picnicking less. These aren't just statistics about social habits. They're warning signs about our collective well-being. Research involving over 300,000 participants reveals that weak social ties harm us as much as alcoholism and smoking combined. The question isn't whether we need community, it's whether we still remember how to build it.
Museums have thousands of members who pay dues and receive newsletters, yet these strangers don't form a community. They simply share an interest. Real community emerges when people genuinely care about each other's welfare. At CrossFit Oakland, newcomers arrive seeking workouts but stay for something deeper. Members support each other through struggles in the gym and in life. Communities reveal their true values by where members physically show up. Beyond shared values, communities provide identity. They help us answer, who am I? How should I act? Firefighters become the fixers on the worst days. Executive chefs embody culinary authority. Even weekend bicycling groups create implicit identities that determine who feels welcome. Perhaps community's greatest gift is not having to explain ourselves. Weight Watchers members understand the struggle without lengthy explanations. Firefighters share dark humor that would jar outsiders, but provides essential emotional release. This insider understanding allows authentic expression impossible anywhere else. Millennials haven't abandoned connection. They're seeking more meaningful versions. They prefer dense, diverse urban neighborhoods and values-based activism over isolated suburbs and material possessions. People now crave connection more than things.
The healthiest communities have the clearest boundaries, not to exclude, but to create safety. A mother's group in Lowell, Massachusetts, limits membership to mothers only, excluding even fathers and medical professionals. Without that boundary, members couldn't share vulnerabilities without fear of judgment. Boundaries signal shared values, building confidence among members. Without boundaries, communities face the everything-nothing conundrum. If you're for everyone, you're really for no one. The solution? Exploration zones, where visitors participate in outer activities while inner experiences remain for members only. But boundaries mean nothing without gatekeepers, actual people who help newcomers cross them. Religious communities proclaim all are welcome while providing zero pathways to connect. Beautiful statements mean nothing without someone to shake your hand and introduce you around. Without clear initiations, newcomers never know if they truly belong. They search for accidental initiations, interpreting compliments or private invitations as confirmation of acceptance. Many experience a crisis of belonging, fearing their admission was accidental.
This imposter syndrome plagues even accomplished individuals in prestigious institutions.
The solution is surprisingly simple. Extend invitations. When we invite others, we establish authority and provide evidence they belong. Peace Corps volunteers receive pins after training. New Belgium brewery employees become shareholders on their one-year anniversary. First-time Burning Man attendees roll in desert dust. These rituals create clear transitions from outsider to insider. Rituals mark special times with meaningful actions connecting present experiences with past and future. Strong communities create formal and informal rituals using special symbols and evoking emotional connections. Their intensity can be deliberately increased through elements like beginning with silence, using special places, or incorporating touch. Rites of passage, marking transitions from one status to another, are particularly powerful. These ceremonies acknowledge maturation and growth, helping members feel proud, worthy, and valued. The power is so significant that some conflate the ceremony with the actual achievement, as when President Obama retook his inaugural oath after a verbal mistake. Yet physical spaces and rituals alone don't create community. Stories do. Stories communicate values and identity more effectively than any mission statement. Origin stories explain how founders were inspired and invited others to join. Strong communities also share stories of vulnerability, accounts of failure, and fears not meant for the whole world. Without this vulnerability, connections remain superficial. A temple is any place where community members gather to enact shared rituals, a sacred space that represents the community's strength and draws members back. Environment profoundly shapes ritual experiences. A wedding in a cathedral carries completely different emotional resonance than one in a train station bathroom. Any space can become temporarily sacred through intentional preparation, boundaries marking the area, specific invitations, special clothing, intentional lighting, distinctive sounds or silence, and elevated platforms for important objects or people. Communities naturally develop minor temples beyond their primary gathering place. CrossFit exemplifies this. Its world games serve as a global temple, while local gyms function as minor temples with recognizable but locally interpreted rituals. Online destinations become community temples when members know they'll find their community there. However, even the best online communities can't match the connection level of offline gatherings. The most powerful thing an online community can do is create offline friendships through at least one annual in-person event. In digital settings, boundaries emerge through paywalls or required questions. Initiation involves welcome routines. Rituals celebrate milestones. Websites become temples. Stories shared through blogs and videos reveal values. Badges represent accomplishments. By creating clear paths for deeper involvement, communities satisfy the human desire for growth and recognition while avoiding endless, meaningless status seeking. Everyone craves belonging to prestigious inner rings, exclusive groups that make us feel chosen. But this pursuit is endless. Elite schools lead to cool kids groups, then student leadership, accomplished alumni circles, and even presidents discover another ring of Nobel Prize winners. You're peeling an onion, succeed, and nothing remains. Healthy communities avoid this trap by offering clear growth paths based on shared values. Mature communities develop a diaconate, recognize leaders whose authority stems from embodying community values. These leaders protect boundaries, officiate rituals, and help visitors distinguish valuable contributors from crackpots. Strong communities enable growth members couldn't achieve alone, providing wisdom through informal interactions or formal education. They teach both data, information shared only with trusted members, and perception, seeing things differently than outsiders. Communities can naturally end without failure. Film crews form tight bonds during production, then disband when complete, carrying relationships forward to new projects. The community fulfilled its purpose. The principles in this book aren't rigid rules, but foundational concepts to apply according to your community's unique needs and values.
Creating belonging starts with acknowledging others' importance. Call people who've made a difference. I'm calling because I'm noticing who makes my life better. I thought of you. I want you to know that I notice and appreciate that you. This matters to me. Though it might feel unusual, this practice deepens connection. Dorothy Day observed, "We have all known the long loneliness, and we have learned that the only solution is love, and that love comes with community. In our isolated society, creating genuine belonging has never been more critical." Your challenge: examine the communities you're building. Where do boundaries create safety? Who welcomes newcomers? What rituals mark shared experiences? What stories reveal your values? These invisible threads bind us together in a world desperately needing connection. Start weaving them today.